Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
What's up, everybody? This is Trey Biddy with HogSports.com coming to you for what I guess is the last walk and talk from Donald W. Reynolds Razorback Stadium this season after Arkansas's 34-17 win over the Missouri Tigers in a game that probably wasn't even that close, especially the way Arkansas played in the second half. And, you know, we'll get to the game a little bit, but first I want to talk about just this season and what it has meant to this state and to this university, these players, coaches, everybody. 8-4 against the hardest schedule in all of college football. And really, you know, a schedule that everybody looked at and said, Arkansas will be lucky to go to a bowl game. Vegas had them at 5 wins. You know, if Arkansas would just get to a bowl game, that'd be really, really big move for their program, taking them in the right direction. No, they weren't hearing that. Arkansas was a lot better team. And, you know, they needed some help here and there. They needed some work in the transfer portal. They need some guys to come back, obviously. And they got all that, and they needed the right coaches, and they got that also. I mean, Barry Odom, you got to love it for him, especially after the way last year went at Missouri, giving up so many points, to have such a great defensive game plan. And, you know, they gave up 41 rushes, which is ties a record against Arkansas for most rushes by one player, by Beatty, for 219 yards. But I felt like probably he should have been ejected in the second quarter for taking Miles Slusher out of bounds by the face mask. I mean, that's – like probably, in my opinion, equal to what Debo Davis did in the basketball game. But anyway, I digress a little bit. But just a really solid, solid season. Like, they didn't get scrounged by anybody. You know, nobody jumped up and got them that wasn't supposed to. They had, like, you know, an ugly loss on the road at Georgia, their first real away game in front of an environment like that against a real juggernaut in Georgia that was, you know, just beating everybody. And, you know, that's like the real – I don't even want to call it a black eye, really. The Auburn game here wasn't real pretty. I mean, Arkansas was so banged up by the time that game got going. So that wasn't the prettiest game. But aside from that, I mean, this season was just about stopping the streaks. You know, they did it in the Southwest Classic, ended that streak, did it against LSU, and now here, really the most disgusting streak of all of them, losing to Missouri the way they have these past 5 years. And Arkansas has been on some tough times, obviously. They needed some changes. They've been through a couple coaches changes during that five-game stretch. But this is what you wanted to see, just really come out and dominate Missouri. And there's so many players to talk about, but we got to start with KJ Jefferson. 15-19, 262, one touchdown, 58 rushing yards also. Probably should have had one more. Probably should have had one more touchdown pass there. You know, when you look at his numbers overall for the season, he's 2,500 passing yards, 500 rushing yards plus, you know, on both those categories. He hasn't thrown an interception since that Hail Mary at halftime, right before halftime against Ole Miss. And it's not like some close ones, you know, guys dropped an interception. Like, he's not putting the ball into jeopardy at all. He's had really one of the all-time greatest seasons by a Razorback quarterback, and people aren't talking about it enough. People say, you know, one of the most underrated guys, but like, stop talking about him being underrated or overlooked. So let's start talking about how great KJ Jefferson has been this season. And you also have to talk about how great Kendall Briles has been. And I know a lot of people give Kendall Briles flack because the play calling isn't perfect all the time. But you can't expect perfection. My cheeks are starting to freeze up a little bit. But you can't expect perfection. And do not overlook what Kendall Briles has done with KJ Jefferson. I mean, literally, his efficiency rating, I'm not sure what it is after this game, but it was close to what Brandon Allen's was, the all-time record. And again, you know, that was the last really good season, you know, by Arkansas. And they have eclipsed that in terms of the regular season. This is the best season Arkansas has had, led by KJ, led by this offense and this defense. We'll get to Barry Odom too. Since, literally in a decade, it's the best season that Arkansas has had in a literal decade. So, KJ Jefferson, fantastic season, over 2,500, 500, and just not putting the ball in jeopardy. He's had a couple fumbles and stuff like that, but he may set, and he's well over 66% completion percentage right now, and he started off, it's just been getting better and better each week, and yeah, I mean, KJ, been fantastic, and he's got a great guy to throw to in Treylon Burks. Treylon Burks went over 1,000 yards, his 600-yard game of the season, which is also an Arkansas record. Love to see a guy like that go out like this, and I don't think any of us really expect KJ to be back, but fantastic season for him. And you know, defensively, you gotta love what Barry Odom has done today, you know, especially with the way last season went, you know, giving up so many points against Missouri. They went down and scored on the final drive, you know, his alma mater, the place he was a coach for 4 years. So you know it had to mean something to him, and happy birthday to him also. Sam Pittman's birthday is Sunday. A couple coaches with birthdays. But you know it had to mean something to him, and really just had a great, great game plan overall. You know, I mentioned Beatty had so many rushing yards, but they limited them to 65 passing yards. There's fireworks going off right now. Limited them to 65 passing yards in the game. So great game plan. They had a, you know, kind of a trash touchdown there at the end. But you know, Barry Odom's got to be enjoying this, and his players too. You know, his players have his back, and that's something that's great about this coaching staff. How much these guys fight for the coach. It's a really special thing, and let me tell you something. There were a lot of guys down there, and I mentioned to Sam Pittman in the post game. There's 29 players on senior day down there, which is probably a modern day record. I'm not sure what the actual record is. Probably a modern day record. So, got to have some of those guys come back. I know that he said he's already talking to several of them, but you know, you got a guy like, and I mentioned, you know, some of the guys on defense, but Bumper Poole had a great game, 13 tackles. Hayden Henry's just destroying people out there. You know, and Hayden's gone. Bumper could come back. Monteric Brown, 5 interceptions right now. 5 interceptions ties for first place in the SEC. I've always been a big Monteric Brown fan. You know, cornerbacks are always recognized when they give up bad plays and stuff. But he had that huge play against LSU in overtime, that interception. This was a nice interception here. This game was all so much about, like, big plays. Big play. I've got to watch out for Keith Grayson also. I saw him here. And I know he's been wanting to, you never know where he might come from. Anyway, I know he wants to get in on the walk and talk. So I'm looking out for you, Keith. But, you know, just the defense overall, special teams, the way they've come together here late, they're just finally putting it together. I think they were a little bit disappointed with that. I mean, obviously disappointed with the offense in the first half. Just couldn't seem to get any momentum going. Couldn't seem to get it going. And, you know, they lit them up at halftime, made sure they recognized that. But this game was all about big plays time and time again. It was, you know, somebody making Monteric making an interception, or, you know, Missouri bringing the house and KJ throwing it up to Treylon Burks. And Keetron Jackson also had a really nice reception like that, or, you know, motioning Burks into the backfield, making him kind of a decoy, and then throwing that pass in the on the screen to Devion Warren, and he had that big play. You know, there was a lot of stuff like that in this one. So everybody's got a lot to be thankful for if you're a Razorback fan. You got this beautiful facility, a team you can be proud of again. That's what Sam Pittman said when he came here, right? Going to make the state of Arkansas proud. And I think they've done that. And again, I mean, you just look at what they've done this season against that schedule. And there's some respect. I mean, Arkansas was the only team with 4 losses in the college football playoff poll last week, but still, I mean, look at who they lost to. Barely lost to Ole Miss on a 2-point conversion. You know, lost to Auburn when they were just so beat up here in Fayetteville. And of course, Bo Nix plays a great game in that one. Lost to Georgia, the number 1 team in the country, probably easily. Only lost to Alabama by 7 points. I mean, these are the losses here. Beat some really good football teams. And people need to appreciate that and recognize where this program was not long ago. Enjoy it. Like, yeah, ride the wave of emotion, ride the roller coaster, get upset, get furious, but have some perspective, people. Enjoy it. Enjoy what you're going through right now. And that's a problem with college football, and it's what makes it so much fun at the same time. Just living and dying, the emotion of it, it's just such a fun game. I hate that it's kind of coming to an end. I'm looking forward to Saturday, sitting around watching some football games after an Arkansas win against Missouri, because it hasn't happened in a long time. Usually about this time of year, I'm getting ready to start a coaching search, get a coaching search hot board ready, or, you know, dealing with everybody being pissed off because they just lost to Missouri and, you know, can't really enjoy the next day, the Saturday that follows. So this is like new territory for me that I haven't experienced in a bit. So all three trophies back in Fayetteville, Southwest Classic Trophy, the Boot, and the Battle Line Trophy. I saw David Basil, he was grinning ear to ear. First time they've all been in Fayetteville at once. Anyway, nice win. Now, I want to mention this because it's Black Friday / Cyber Monday, and we're doing 75% off at Hog Sports, so that's like 52 cents a week. That's what it breaks down to. I mean, it's like $28 or something for the entire year. So it's a ridiculously low price for the entire year. Like, if you like the walk and talk, if you like what I do on Hog Sports Live, you like what I do on Drive Time, you like our free content that, you know, Danny Curtis, Andrew, me put out, come see what we have for our VIP people. I promise you, you're going to like what we do. If you like this kind of stuff, check us out. I mean, if people always wonder how they can support what we do, that's what we do. Hog Sports, HAWGsports.com. And basketball season is coming. We still got plenty of football stuff, but basketball season is right around the corner. And you're going to love what Curtis Wilkerson brings. Recruiting stuff starting to heat up, you know, coaches can get out for the contact period. All that stuff is our VIP content that we do for our subscribers. The largest Razorback fan site, one of the biggest communities in the country at Hog Sports, top 10 in the 24/7 sports network. So come see what we got going, 75% off. You'll be happy you did. You don't have much to lose, but you're gonna like it. That's how we get you. One last look outside the stadium, since this is the last walk and talk, I guess, for a while. I don't know, maybe I'll just come out here randomly and do one day when I'm bored during the summer or the winter before the season starts next year. It's a good time to be a part of this state and a part of this fan base, media, coach, player, all that. Whether you're basketball, football, or any sport, think about all the sports that are going on right now. I mean, like, everybody's been ranked in the past calendar year, like out of the 19 sports, like all of them. Is there somebody that hasn't, somebody that's pulling up the rear here? But football, basketball, I mean, you got to go back a long time since football and basketball have been ranked at the same time. Basketball teams feels like it's finally starting to put it together. Kind of feel like defense kind of will always be there, even if it takes a little while longer for the offense to get going. But you're going to love Curtis's insight on Razorback basketball, which is heating up. All right, everybody. I don't know what else to say, but it's been fun covering this team. It really has. I mean, this is one of the teams that you'll always remember, and it's kind of crazy to think about because it wouldn't have been possible. It's weird because it wouldn't have happened without COVID. I don't know that they would have been able to bridge the gap the way they have. You know, getting some of the guys they got from the transfer portal, like Utsi and Trey Williams. So, hell, this game had to mean a lot to those guys too. But getting those guys from the transfer portal, having guys like Grant Morgan come back, Hayden Henry. I mean, I could go down the list of the guys that made such a huge impact coming back to this program, and how it wouldn't have been possible without them. They just wouldn't have. Arkansas's got some good young players, but it wouldn't have been the same throwing those guys into the fire this year without all the veterans that they had. So it's interesting how things work out like that, and it always seems like when something happens or has happened in the past, it has had this negative effect and result on Arkansas. In this case, it was a little different. I don't mean to make light of any COVID stuff, obviously, but it's just interesting how all that stuff kind of works out. I feel like I have an extra long walk and talk here today, and maybe I'm rambling a little bit, but all right, everybody, sign up for the 75% off deal. Just go to hogsports.com. There's no promo code or anything. It's a ridiculously cheap deal. You're going to love it. If you like Insider Razorback covers from the number one independent source, you're going to like it. All right, everybody, this has been Trey Biddy with hogsports.com, coming to you from outside Donald W. Reynolds Razorback Stadium, and we'll catch you next time.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.